This is TWiT.
Now, we're going to help our caller here in San Diego, Steve, because he's about to buy one of those beautiful new 5K iMacs. It's an interesting story. The screen is stunning. It's not 4K, it's 5K. Super high resolution. Looks great. Color, for a photographer, it's a dream come true. And really, Apple can only do it because it's built into the computer. They can't, in fact, that computer will not drive a 5K external display. It can only do it because it's not connected through Thunderbolt or DisplayPort. It's direct connected to the motherboard. They had their own special chipsets they designed to make this all work. And I have to tell you, I have one. It is stunning. But the problem is storage, because it's an all-in-one computer, and so you really only have a couple of choices. You can't put two hard drives in there. Actually, they do with a Fusion drive, but it's not exactly two big hard drives. They have one 3-terabyte spinning drive and then a smaller 128-gigabyte SSD card on that drive. And the theory of the Fusion drive is you're going to get all of the capacity of a spinning drive. Plenty, 3 terabytes. That's a ton. But it'll be faster than a spinning drive because Apple's operating system will watch what you do and copy the stuff you need the fastest and the most, and you read most often to the little SSD portion. And of course, that's going to be OS X probably. Maybe if you load Lightroom a lot, it'll be Lightroom. And that does speed things up a little. But my experience with the Fusion drive is it's nowhere near as fast as a full SSD.
Well, that was my question, whether I would notice the difference between the two, because it's interesting you'd said that the iMacs only have the big hard drive or the SSD drive, but I actually modified my previous iMac and did put an SSD drive in with my hard drive, and so I guess I got spoiled on that.
It does make a difference, doesn't it? Just putting OS X in your apps on the SSD makes a huge difference. Boot times are speedier and everything. My experience with the Fusion drive is not that fast.
So the Fusion drive does not load and hold the apps in the SSD portion of the
It might. You don't know. You don't control it. Only Apple knows. And it has its own magic, algorithm for figuring out what to put on the speedy drive and what to put on the slower drive. One would assume that's going to be the operating system and the apps, but you don't control it. And there's no way you can control it. There's also issues. For instance, they may have fixed this, but for a while I couldn't run Windows on this machine because Windows doesn't have that Fusion capability. It just sees two hard drives. It's also possible to accidentally unpair the drives, and then you're really it's a mess. You have to rebuild everything.
Yeah, and that's what I've been reading online is if you've got the choice to
I get the SSD.
The Fusion.
Yeah. Now, if you're really willing to spend money, what I did is I got on my Mac Pro, I got an internal, relatively small. You don't need a giant one because, it's just going to hold the operating system and the apps. If you do decide to use Boot Camp and run Windows, it should be bigger. But probably 128 is big enough. Certainly 256 is big enough for the internal drive. And then I got a little big disk, which I love, and that is an external Thunderbolt 2 drive. They're expensive. It's $12.99 for a terabyte. But it's just as fast as an internal drive.
Right.
And the only negative is, you have this beautiful all-in-one computer and now you're hanging things off of it.
Yeah. But, with the amount of storage that I need, I pretty much always have to be tethered to hard drives.
Extra. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I think if speed is of the essence, and I think it is, I love it when stuff, the Mac boots fast, everything happens fast, then I'd get an SSD.
All right.
All right.
I'll do that.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Leo.